to 3-1 on the road trip. They've now won 8 of their last 9, and things looking good. Great win tonight for the Cougars. And pleased to be joined up at the broadcast booth by assistant coach Carter Rigby. And coach, you're down 2, and it did not seem to bother you one bit. You chipped away and found a way to get it done here in the shootout tonight, and must be really proud of your guys to get a huge 2 points there.
Yeah, character win for sure for your group. And you come out, I wouldn't say as slow as we did, but, not our normal starts for sure. Obviously, they wanted to come out and give it to us, especially after the last 2 games. We played them back at home earlier. A lot of penalties to start. You know, you look at Cars taking 4, and, you lose him, you lose Bauer, so you're back there. You're a little bit short, and some younger guys playing bigger minutes. But I thought at the end of the day, like I said, a character win here for our group. We stuck with it. You know, regroup after the first, regroup after the second, and get back to our game plan of getting pucks in deep, getting on the forecheck. And, you look at Soap School, that's all it is right there. It's a forecheck. It's 2 guys, and Finn put some pressure on him, and we bury, and we just stuck with it the whole game. And thankfully, we got Josh Ravensbergen too. Also, he was great back there tonight and great in the shootout.
Yeah, you always think when you go to the shootout, you like your chances with Josh. You mentioned the Soap PR's goal, and I just get, again, this line continues to give you great minutes, right? When they get the opportunity. Towns Kazicki had a glorious chance to score his first WHL goal, had a great look. But again, it just, you keep beating that same drum of just how good your fourth line's been.
Yeah, it's important for our group for sure to be, all 4 lines rolling up top. And in junior hockey, you need your fourth line to be able to give you some energy, and when you can get some offense out of them too, like we did tonight, that's huge. And they're stringing together some games down a row that are valuable minutes for our group. You look with 3 and a bit left, Mark's putting the fourth line out there, and they're doing their job, and it's fun to see their kids that come to work every day that want to get better. And they don't complain about ice time or nothing. They want to help out any way they can, and especially with Finn and Towns being first-year kids, it's great for Soap to be there and kind of be a leader for them, and to see them get rewarded, it's huge. So, like I said, that's a few games in a row now where that group's been real good for us, so it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it has been fun to watch, and it's just been impressive to watch this team, right? Like, it seems like it's someone different every single night, giving you a spark. And I know, again, you just go back to the point of just how deep this team is. You don't have your captain tonight, and it's, again, it's just impressive that your group continues to find ways.
Yeah, and you look at the first 2 periods tonight, we weren't playing our hockey. We were turning pucks over in the neutral zone. We weren't getting back in time. We're giving them a lot of looks on the inside in the offensive zone, and that's not how we play hockey. And it, a pretty good chat there in between the second and third, kind of rally the boys here, and don't worry about the refs, don't worry about anything. We got to play our game, and when we do that, it shows just like that. Coming back and clawing back in a character group win for sure.
Yeah, you poured it on in the third period for sure. And then an OT, right? You look at the breakaways that Parasak and Lajoie had, and Mark goes right to them in the shootout, and they both make no mistake. I thought that was pretty cool. Also.
Yeah, that's why he makes the calls he does. He gives kids chances for sure. And Perry and Laj, obviously 2 guys that we count on for offense and that have some nifty moves. And, I'm glad they were shooting those ones. They weren't trying to, go 5-full on a deke when the goalie's going to give you as much as he did on that. You may as well bury it.
Yeah, well said, coach. And again, this is a great road trip. You're now 3-1 on it, a chance to go 4-1 on it. You're off tomorrow, but I guess just maybe some early thoughts as you actually got one more after this, but a chance on Sunday to get another win and make it a good trip into a great trip.
Yeah, it's nice to, normally you're coming over, you're getting back-to-back, so it's nice to, enjoy the day, get a good skate in here, enjoy, what Victoria's got to offer for the group, and then right back at her at 2 o'clock. So it's, another 4-point night, and, we got to keep crawling up the standings here. So definitely know they're obviously not going to like their effort and the way they finish that game. They're going to come like they did to start tonight, I'm sure, and we got to be ready for that and have a lot better effort off the start.
Yeah. Last one before I let you go. Your head coach, Mark Lamb, collected his 200th win in the Western Hockey League on Wednesday. And, he's brought you along. What's that, sorry?
200 with the Cougars.
200 with the Cougars. Thank you for correcting me.
422, this is 423. I don't know who's counting.
Yes, but I am. I'm trying to. He's now at 201 wins as a member of the Prince George Cougars. But you have been here for a lot of those wins, since he's brought you in. And just how much does that guy mean to you, and how much has it meant to you to be here and, be a part of a couple of really special hockey teams?
Yeah, I think it goes back to my playing days with Mark. Honestly, I can probably say I got a few of those for him as a player too. But, it's... didn't really know what to expect coming to PG 4 years ago, and like I said many times to yourself and many people around, it's the best decision I ever made for myself. And just to be around guys like Mark and Jim that have gone through the stuff, you look, they're pretty calm, cool, and collected when, as a young coach, you probably want to scream and yell and do certain things. And just to watch those two work a group like they do, is huge. And for Mark, for the 420 whatever it's win, you know, he deserves it. He's a great coach. He's an even better human being that cares about these kids first and foremost. And we've talked about it so many times. When you got good people surrounding you, and these kids know that Mark and Jim, myself, we do care about them as people first and foremost. So as much as all these kids get, you know, a lot of the accolades, you know, success, it's nice to see Mark kind of, you know, get some recognition that he deserves. He works, you know, his bag off tirelessly. He's at the rink for many, many hours, more than probably a lot of people would figure for a guy that's been doing it for as long as he does. And he feels the juice, and he gets excited, and he loves to do it. So it's fun to be a passenger here and help out where I can. And, you know, looking to, you know, hopefully soon be a 400 win for the Cougs for Mark down the road. But yeah. We'll enjoy this for now, and we'll get regroup here and get ready for tomorrow's practice. And Sunday we're right back at her.
Well said. Congrats on a great win, my friend.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby in our postgame show. Appreciate his time as always. That's